أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما جزاء الذين يحاربون الله ورسوله ويسعون في الأرض فسادا أن يقتلوا أو يصلبوا أو تقطع أيديهم ورجلهم من خلاف أو ينفوا من الأرض. Busy with this ayat, that those people, the punishment for those people who yuharibun Allah, who fight against Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and basically the translation is that those who break the laws of Allah ta'ala. Some ulama have taken the meaning here that those who become murtad, who renegade and become murtad, the punishment for those people. Who fight against Allah and His Rasul. وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا اور دورتے ملک میں فساد کرنے کو. And they travel around, go around the earth, the places, in order to cause destruction. That is either highway robbery, which is a very serious crime in Islam, or it is stealing and robbing people. So for all and the different interpretations of these words in this ayat, the ulama have said the punishment will be ay yuqattalu, ke unko qatl kiya jawe. They killed somebody, so their lives will be also taken. An eye for an eye, so on that principle, they took the life of somebody, so their lives will also be taken. All yusallabu. Or yasuli charhai jai, or they will be made to hang on the gallows and made to die in that way. Or to qatta'a aydihim warjuluhum min khilaf. Ya ye ke kata jawe, unke haat aur unke paav mukhalif janib se. Or their hands and legs will be cut from the opposite side. Like if the right hand is cut, then the left leg will be cut. And if the left hand is cut, then the right leg will be cut. That is from opposite side. O yunfau min al ard, ya dur kar diye jawe us jagah se. Or they will be made to be exiled, to leave that place. So the ulama, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, with the different views that they have. This ayat means that those people, just the general meaning, those people who kill somebody, but they don't rob that person, they only kill him, then in return their lives will be taken. And if they kill and rob also the person, then they will be executed, they will be killed, and they will be put on the gallows for other people to take a lesson, that this is what happens. And we can clearly understand that those Islamic laws, though they seem very strict and harsh, but if they are enforced, the whole of society will remain peace. Nobody will want to commit that sin because they will know the punishment is so serious. Today, according to the democracy that are prevalent, the punishments are made very light comparatively. Therefore, the whole of mankind lives in fear all the time. Wherever you are, you can be robbed at any time. Traveling on the road, you can be stopped in different ways and you can get robbed. In your house, you get killed and you get robbed also. There is no place of safety for anyone. If Islamic law prevails, then there will be great safety for the law-abiding people. And one or two people will be made an example. And also not without any cause and reason, but because they deserve it, because of what they had done, they will get that punishment. Or to cut the idea, or yunfau min al-ard, or that they will be exiled. According to Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayh, they must be sent out of the town to some other place they go. But according to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, it is that they should be put into prison. They don't mix with anyone. If they go to another town, they will cause havoc there in that place. Or they might even lose their iman, though they have committed such serious crimes, but the iman is still in its place. But if they have to go to in the land of the kuffar, then it's very possible that they will lose their iman also. So this ayat shows the severity, the very, very strong punishment which Islam enforces. And that is the laws of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, which if we have an Islamic Khilafat and these laws are enforced, the rest of society will live in peace. And there will be a few people who for their own wrongdoings will be given these harsh and severe punishments, which are totally justified and correct according to Allah Ta'ala and His teachings, and for the welfare and the goodness of mankind. May Allah Ta'ala let us understand these things, and let our iman be properly on these things. And let us not feel with the influence of democracies and free thinkers that these laws are too harsh and too severe, but that we accept them as the correct laws. The whole of Quran, our iman must be. We cannot exclude any one ayat or any one command of Allah Ta'ala from the Quran Sharif. Otherwise, our iman is at stake. May Allah Ta'ala guide us righteously and let the true Islamic laws prevail in the world. Wa akhiru da'wana.